USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Former Vice President Mike Pence has launched his presidential campaign in Iowa, emphasizing the need for new leadership in the White House and the Republican Party.
I've long believed that to whom much is given, much will be required. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing that I'm running for President of the United States of America.
He criticized the Biden administration, stating that the U.S. is facing significant challenges. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum also entered the 2024 GOP presidential race today, declaring his candidacy.
We need a leader who's clearly focused on three things: economy, energy, and national security.
And that is why today I'm officially announcing I'm running for the President of the United States of America.
He also highlighted the need for change in the White House and effective management of the evolving economy. Smoke from the Canadian wildfires is causing major delays for air traffic in and out of New York. Flights departing from LaGuardia Airport and Newark Liberty Airport are experiencing significant delays due to reduced visibility caused by that smoke. Earlier today, a ground stop was implemented at LaGuardia Airport. The smoke has traveled all the way to South Carolina, exacerbating the situation. A former Donald Trump aide confirms testifying before a federal grand jury in Florida regarding Trump's handling of classified documents. Taylor Budowich, who currently runs the super PAC MAGA Inc., criticized the investigation as a bogus and deeply troubling effort to target Trump. Amari Tyjon Pollard, the suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting at a Richmond graduation ceremony, has been arraigned. Pollard is accused of killing 18-year-old Sean Jackson and Jackson's stepfather, Renzo Smith, at Virginia Commonwealth University. And Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. At the closing bell, the Dow was up 91 points, the S&P 500 fell by 16, the NASDAQ down 171. This is USA News.
Progressive protects more than just your home and car. You could save when you bundle your motorcycles, ATVs, boats, and RVs. Doesn't that sound good? Like the sound of your boat cruising along the intercoastal. And there's the sound of the prop hitting a really big rock. And now the sound of waves, because the engine stopped. But you know what does sound good? You're covered with Progressive. So bundle all your vehicles and home in one place and save with the multi-policy discount. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you...
Nearly half of independent voters in a recent Economist YouGov poll believe President Biden's health and age severely hinder his ability to be president, while only 11% think they have no effect on his job performance. At 80 years old, Biden is the oldest president in history. With rivers running too fast and too cold, California officials are warning people to stay out of the water.
Leonard Orman, chief ranger with Sacramento County Regional Parks.
The flow coming out of Folsom Dam and eventually into the American River is over 9,000 cubic feet per second, which is much higher than we usually experience at this time of year.
Orman says even leading up to that, the release was at 16,000 cubic feet per second the last couple of weeks. For reference, commercial rafting companies will not even put rafts in the water above 8,000. Orman adds that some areas of the river are still below 55 degrees and hypothermia can kick in less than an hour. I'm Dina Kodiak.
The first trailer for Expendables 4 has been released, giving fans of the franchise a glimpse of the upcoming film. Sylvester Stallone's character warns of stolen nuclear missiles that could trigger World War III. Returning cast members include Jason Statham, Dolph Lundgren, and Randy Couture. Expendables 4 is scheduled to premiere in theaters on September 22nd. And pro wrestling legend the Iron Sheik has passed away at 81. His iconic 1984 match with Hulk Hogan at Madison Square Garden sparked the birth of Hulkamania. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
As Joe Biden becomes America's 46th president, so much is happening in Washington, and millions of Americans are turning to Newsmax, a news source they can trust. Newsmax is already America's fastest-growing cable news channel, and Newsmax.com is your place for breaking news online. So download the Newsmax app now on your smartphone and start watching Newsmax TV for free. The app has no paywall and gives real news you can trust. Watch great shows with Greg Kelly, Grant Stinchfield,